We start Sefer Vayikra in just 24 hours. I would like to read with you and study with you the Ramban and his introduction to Sefer Vayikra. It's not a long introduction. And he writes, HaSefer Hazeh Hu Toras Kodim VeHalavim. This book is the book of the Kohanim and the Levim. And it's interesting that throughout Chazal, this Sefer is called Toras Kohanim. No mention of the Levim. In fact, there's very little in Sefer Yikra about the Levim. We'll come back to this a little bit later. Let's go on in the Ramban. Yevar bo in yonei hakorbanos kulam u'mishmeres hamishkan. In this Sefer, we're going to learn about the korbanos and about guarding the kedusha, the sanctity of the Mishkan. Ki kasher hoya ha-sefer ha-acher. In other words, he's referring now to Sefer Shmos. Binyan ha-golos v'ha-geula mimenu. So the book of Shmos, and this was a long presentation of the Ramban in his introduction to Shmos, that Shmos has golus and geula. V'shlimo binyan ol moed u'kvod ha-shem ha-shamile es ha-mishkan. And the book of Shmos comes to its conclusion with the description of the building of the Mishkan. And the Ramban adds, of course, this beautiful description based on Psukim at the end of Shmos, that the Mishkan is Kvod Hashem Asher Molias HaMishkan. Tzivo, now we're up to the Karbonos, Sivoba Karbonos Shmir Samishkan, Shiva Karbonos Kapora Lahem. The purpose of the Kapora is an atonement for their sins, Vol Yigmu Lahem Havonos, Lisilu Kashchina. And the purpose of the Kapora is to prevent the ramification and the result of sin, which is Siluk Shchina. Vitziva, the removal of the Shchina. Vitziva Bakonim Anigashim Al Hashem Shiskachu. And the Torah is going to command the Kohanim that they should become sanctified. That's going to be much later on in this Sefer. And he's here, Al Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov. The Kohanim have to be careful about not contaminating themselves, not contaminating the Migdash. And also Kadoshov means the Mekodshim, the Basar Kodesh. A lot of this is going to be clear in Perikhov Beis. V'gam lo yeharsu lalos el Hashem. And on top of that, they shouldn't have the, so to speak, the audacity to break through and ascend to Hashem. And this has to do with the Kodesh Kodashim, that only the Kohen Gadol one day of the year, Yom Kippur, is allowed to go in there the rest of the year. Even Kohanim, who are Tahorim, and even the Kohen Gadol himself is not allowed to go in there. K'mo shomer daber el Aron ochicha val yovo b'chol eis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, later on in Perek Tezayin, is going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Aaron and warn him not to come into the Kodesh Kadoshim except when he's allowed to. And that's in Parashat Zachrimos. B'azharas pen yeharsu el Hashem liros v'nofal mimenu rav. And the Ramban compares it to something that happened at the time of Matan Torah in Shmos Perek Yutes, when Hashem appeared at the Har Sinai, and there the Kvod Hashem was on the mountain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned the people of Israel that they shouldn't break through to see what was going on there. The Achkein Yagbil Mishkan, and there was Agbola, there were separate boundaries, they had to separate themselves. Bagbolas Har Sinai, the Eis HaYosham Kvod Heloki. And the Ramban is making an equation here between the Kvod Hashem, the glory of God that resided in the Mishkan, and the glory of God here in the third book in Vayikra, which expresses itself in the most intense, profound way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In both cases, is Pen Yeharsu. The Torah commands man be very careful not to break through not to break through this Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the summary that we could perhaps suggest here in this Ramban is that the essence of Seif Vayikra is Karbonos and Mishmeres HaMishkan. What we're curious about, as I said at the outset, is the Ramban calls this Sefer not just Torah's Kohanim, but also Torah's Halevim. And we understand very well that the name Torah's Kohanim is appropriate, because this book almost exclusively deals with the Karbonos, and the Kohanim are in charge of doing the Avodas HaKarbonos. However, we find nothing in the book of Vayikra that addresses the Levim, save perhaps a discussion about the Arei HaLevim at the end of Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Bichukosai. But that Parsha is not just dedicated to the Levim and their cities. There's also discussion about Arei Yisrael, the cities that belong to the rest of the Shvatim, the Batei Arei Choma. There's a discussion there about Arei Levim, but it's incorporated into a general discussion about Arei Yisrael. One could perhaps suggest that since Mishmeres HaMishkan is a major theme of Sefer Vayikra, the Levim, as the Sha'arim, were in charge of overseeing Mishmeres HaMishkan, and maybe that's what the Ramban is referring to. That's also a little bit difficult, because what it says in Sefer Vayikra about Al Yovo B'chol Eisal HaKodesh, which is the way the Ramban defines here in his Akdama, the dimension of Mishmeres HaMishkan, that pasuk is addressed to Aaron HaKohen. In other words, the mitzvah of Mishmeres HaMishkan of the Levim is written in Parshas Baal Oscha and Sefer Bamidbar. It's not at all incorporated here in Sefer Vayikra. But before we could address this question about why the Ramban calls this Sefer Torah's HaLevim, I'd like to first discuss with you the question of who is commanded to bring the Korbanos. And of course, your intuitive answer would certainly be the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the ones who bring the Korbanos. Yet, if we look at the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, the Ramban really divides up the Havas HaKorbanos into two parts. He points out that at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in Pasuk Beis of Perek Alf, it says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. And the Ramban says, and this is commentary in Parshas Tzav, Ki Shom Tziva Barbos HaKorbanos. That Parshas Vayikra, as opposed to Tzav, addresses Havas HaKorbanos, the bringing of the Korbanos. Okay, so who brings the Korbanos? Says the Ramban, V'Yisrael Mevi'im Osam. It's Yisrael that bring the Korbanos. V'kan, but here, Omar, he opens up Tzav es Aaron. Why? Because Yidaber b'maisa korbonos v'akonim yasu oso. So Ramban makes a clear distinction between Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav. The former addresses havas hakorbonos, and therefore it's addressed to all of Klal Yisrael. Heim mevim es hakorbonos, not just the Kohanim. The details of Maisa Korbanos, exactly how the Korban, once received by the Kohen, has to be brought, and all the detailed mitzvahs of Havas HaKorban, that's Parshas Tzav, that's addressed to the Kohanim exclusively and not to Kol Yisrael. And the Ramban, if you take a look in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, regarding the lav of Eish al Mizbech Tukai Bo Lo Tichbeh, which means that we're enjoined from putting out the fire on the Mizbeach. The fire on the Mizbeach has to be continuous. The Ramban points out that Sivui is addressed specifically to the Kohanim. That's Parshas Tzav. The Ramban says, Lefi Daiti Masha Omar, this pasuk which says that there has to be a permanent fire on the Mizbeach, and Lo Tichbeh cannot be extinguished at any point, says the Ramban, mitzvah lakonim b'kiyum ha'esh. This commandment is exclusively addressed to the Kohanim to maintain the Eish al HaMizbeach. Ki Omar, the Pasuk says, quote, Uvier Oleh HaKohen Eitzim. This is Pasuk Hey here in Perek Vav. The Kohanim are in charge of burning the fires on the Mizbeach. And therefore the Pasuk goes on to tell them they have to be meticulous and careful about the fact that they should bring an ample supply of Eitzim, prepare fire in abundance. And why? So there's enough to feed the fire and keep it going permanently all the day and all the night. That is the mitzvah that's incumbent upon the Kohanim, to make sure that there's an amount of wood on the Mizbeach that will be sufficient to last not just through the day, but also through the night. And that's the kiyum of the Eish that the Ramban here mentions as an important mitzvah that's incumbent upon the Kohanim. And he goes on and he says, V'hizir belav, it's not only a mitzvah in a positive command to maintain the fire on the Mizbeach, but beyond that, it's also a lotas eshlo tichbe liolam, that the fire should never be extinguished at all at any point. So it doesn't only mean that the Kohen have to put enough wood on the Mizbeach. Says the Ramban, they have to make sure that the fire doesn't go out. They have to monitor the fire. They may have to add wood when it's needed. They have to stoke the fires just to make sure that the fire keeps going. If the Kohanim were laid back about it, they weren't careful about it, as a result, the fire went out, it was extinguished, then he says, Avru, they violated this negative commandment. Now again, as far as Malchus is concerned, this would be a lav shein bo maisa, but nevertheless, it's a violation of a lav. When I say a lav shein bo maisa, because it's the Kohanim who let the fire go out. I mean, they didn't put out the fire. There was a second maracha, and the purpose of the second maracha was to make sure that the fire would not go out. And the Ramban says, "Umash Omer Veish Al Mizbech Tukad Bolo Sichbe Mikra Yaser." This is an extra pasuk. V'Nidrash Arbol Seinu B'Chol Adam. In other words, it's a command that applies even to non-Kohen, to a zar. Malami Shekol Amachabe Over Belosase. The Ramban wants to emphasize that if Yisrael, a non-Kohen, puts out the fire, he also violates a losase. Even if he removed one single coal from the fire, he would also be in violation. Loke, and he gets Malchus, because now he's doing it b'kuvaseh. Bein shekibo sabarosh shal mizbeach, bein shorido v'kibo salam milamata. Wherever he puts it out, whether he puts it on top of the mizbeach, or he takes it off the mizbeach and it goes out, he only violates one lav. In other words, even though technically there are two lav in the Torah, but he violates only one. Okay, we'll leave out that complicated issue maybe when we get to Parashas Tzav about whether there's one lav or two lav. But the main point that I wanted to get out of this Ramban is that this mitzvah of maintaining the fire on the Mizbeach is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon Kohanim. And the lav itself also addresses Kohanim. Now, if a Yisrael violates the lav, he also gets Malchus. But basically, when we ask ourselves the question about Korbanos, who to whom is the Parsha and then all the mitzvahs of Korban addressed, the answer is Kohanim. There's a special ribui in the pasuk to include that even a Yisrael who extinguishes the fire also violates this lav. But basically the Ramban establishes clearly that this parsha, like all of our baras karbonos and all the avod on the Mizbeach, is addressed to the Kohanim. And the Ramban, when he says at the beginning of Parshas Tzav that Vayikra, since it says Daber El Bnei Yisrael is addressed to Klal Yisrael, it's very difficult to understand the Ramban. I mean, it's true that these, you know, a Yisrael has to bring the carbon, and every single Jew has to bring his carbon if he's obligated to bring one. But from the point that he brings the carbon, the Kohen now takes over, he receives the carbon, and all the Avodah is incumbent upon the Kohanim, and only the Kohanim. So why doesn't, you know, it's very strange that the in terms of all the details of the Avodas HaKorbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, it's very strange that those dinim are incorporated into a parsha that's said to call Yisrael, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, rather than into the parsha of Tzav, which is addressing Tzav Es Aaron, the Kohanim, since basically all the dinim of Korbanos, from the moment that the carbon is received in the Mikdash, are dinim that apply to the Kohanim exclusively. What I'd like to do with you today is take a look at a machlokes about how to count the mitzvos of Avodas HaKorban in Taryag. The Rambam, in his Shroshim, in his Sefer Mitzvos, in Shorash Yud Beis, is interpreted by the Ramban in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam's Shita is to count amongst the Taryag the mitzvos of Asham, that's bringing a Korban Asham, a Shlomim, an Ola, a Chatos. And after the Ramban explains the Rambam, he goes ahead and disagrees with the Rambam. So let's read the Ramban's commentary on Sefer Mitzvos. He says, V'ulai tachshov techoshev ki ha-mitzvah v'bali ha-korban heim arba mitzvahs k'minyim minehem. Perhaps we can say that these four mitzvahs, the four korbanos that we mentioned before, are the various mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the Bali HaKorban. Avol Maaseyen, with regard to the way these korbanos are brought, mitzvos chalukos shenitztavu ben HaKohanim. So forget about now the Israel who brings the korban, the Bala korban. Let's focus now on the Maisa HaKorban, which is a mitzvah that is commanded to the Kohanim. Mitzvah Aleim Lasos Melechas HaChatos Al Inyan Kach, Melechas HaOla Al Inyan Meshunim in Arishon. The Kohanim have to bring a Chatos in a particular way. They have to bring a korban Ola in a particular way. Every category of carbon has its own maisa, its own details as to how the carbon is brought. And each one is different than the other. And therefore, one is tempted to count Ola and Chatos and Asham, etc. as separate mitzvahs. But the Ramban says, V'omer bahen tzav es aron v'esbonav leimu daber al aron v'esbonav. And the Ramban seems to assume that in terms of the mitzvah per se, the mitzvah is given in a general way to Aaron Ubanov, incorporating all the various korbanos under one rubric, under one single mitzvah. And here the Ramban is very outspoken. He says, Avalimed b'parshas tzavis Aaron chatos v'osham b'nyanachilosom be Ola Haramas Hadeshin Vchayotzuben Tosefes Hashlomas Hamitzur Rishona Sheilmad Beparshas Vayikra Chovason Umaasehem. Vakore, and I'll explain this in a minute. Vakore Vela Yosef Shenimne Kol Masa Korbanos Achas. Here's where the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he wants to incorporate all Masa Korbanos into one mitzvah. We should not differentiate and, shall we say, smash this mitzvah into its various component parts and separate between chatos, oshem, ol, and shlom. And it's tavu kol zera aron bavodosam. There's a general mitzvah of avoda that's incumbent upon zera aron, a mitzvah of avoda which breaks down into various subcategories. But the Av, the umbrella rubric organization here, is the mitzvah of Avoda. U'mitzvah se'achas, and it's one mitzvah. And here he quotes the pasuk in Korach. In Parshas Korach it says, Vavaritem. And what does it say in that pasuk? It says, Vavaritem avodas matona etenes kuhunaschem. Yirtzalomer, this means to say, Tavdu bechol avodas ha-kuhuna. You should dedicate yourself as Kohanim to all the avoda that Kohanim are obligated in. Ki hi avodu matona, avodu li umatona lachem. It's a service to me, says Hashem, but it's also matona to you. Sheyesh lachem ba schar, you will receive reward. Kasher tikhu min ha-shulchan ha-gavah yisparach, and you will receive the basar karbon, and the Kohanim are commanded to eat the basar karbon, they get a mitzvah for that. The im kein yichasu arba mitzvahs mi-cheshbon el harav bikan, and therefore I would subtract four mitzvahs from the Rambam's cheshbon over here. But the main part of this presentation of the Ramban that I want to emphasize to you is that the Ramban doesn't want to accept the shita, the Rambam, who differentiates, who splits up two parshios and two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is hava, which is the bailim, and then the mitzvah krava, which is incumbent upon the kohanim. And therefore the Ramban suggests that when we learn parshas tzavos Aaron, and the various categories of karma, the chatos osham, which are eaten by the kohanim, the ola, which is kulei kol, is burnt on the mizbeach, and other examples, it's all a tosefes hashlamas hamitzvah rishona. It's all part and parcel of the original mitzvah that's formulated in Parshas Vayikra. And it's chovasam umaseyem, says the Ramban. What does that mean? Chovasam umaseyem. Meaning, according to Ramban, in Parshas Tzav, we have maaseyen. Maaseyen means all the dinim of how to bring the korban on the mizbeach, and these are the various laws that the Kohanim supervise and implement. But that's not a separate mitzvah. Because Chovasam Umaseyem, that entire package deal was already formulated in Parshas Vayikra. In other words, the Maaseyem is part of the Chovasam. There's a Chiv Hava, which is Parsha, the subject, the theme of Parshas Vayikra. And that's incumbent, an obligation incumbent upon Kol Yisrael, not just the Kohanim. And now Maaseyim in Parshas Tzav, the various details of the different Karbonos, that is an extension of, in part and parcel, the first parasha, the first mitzvah of Vayikra. So basically, Kol Yisrael, together with the Kohanim, are all involved in one single, indivisible mitzvah, and that is Lavod Es Hashem, to serve Hashem. The Israel will bring his karban, then the Kohen takes over, he receives the karban, and he implements all the dinim of the akravas hakarban. So it's all one mitzvah. Whereas the Rambam wants to separate the parsha of Vayikra from the parsha of Tzav into two different mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah incumbent upon the Israel of havas hakarban. Number two, the parsha of Tzav, the mitzvah incumbent upon the Kohenim of Maaseh HaKorbanos. The Ramban wants to integrate them both into one rubric, into one umbrella mitzvah, which we call Lavod Es Hashem. And both the Yisrael and the Kohen are participating together in partnership to fulfill their respective obligations of Avod Es Hashem, but it's all one mitzvah and it's indivisible. And once again, we still have to reiterate our question from before. How can we incorporate the chiyuv of asiya into the chiyuv of hava? These are two separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban himself is very careful about that. Back in Parshas Tzav, when he emphasizes that Parshas Vayikra is a mitzvah on Yisrael, hey mevi'im es ha-korban, and Parshas Tzav is a mitzvah on the Kohanim exclusively of Havas HaKorban. Of Mais HaKorbanos, I should say. Let's differentiate between Havas HaKorban and Maisa HaKorban. So it's interesting that on the one hand, the Rabban himself is very sensitive to this distinction and categorization, distinguishing between Havas HaKorbanos as a mitzvah on Yisrael, and on the other hand, Maisa HaKorbanos as a mitzvah on Kohanim, but yet the Ramban himself integrates the two here in Sefer HaMitzvahs into one single indivisible mitzvah. Now, what I'd like to learn with you is a Mishnah at the beginning of Tainis, in order to get a sense for what the mitzvah on the Yisrael is of Havas HaKorban. The Mishnah speaks about Ma'amados, which is a ceremony that took place on a fast day. Ma'amados were those people who were delegated and designated as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And the Mishnah points out that when it says in Parshas Korach, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem Es Korbani Lachmi, I'm sorry, that's in Parshas Pinchas, I stand corrected, but it's in Bamidbar Perek Chav Ches, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem Es Korbani Lachmi. So the question is, what is Tzavas B'nei Yisrael? And the Mishnah says, Ki Heich Korbano Shal Adam Korev V'eino Omed Al Gabov. How can it be that a person brings the karbon, he's fulfilling his tzivui to bring the karbon, and yet he's not even standing over the karbon? His kinu neviim rishonim, esrim v'arba mishmaros, I'll call mishmar mishmar, hoyam maimad b'yushalim shal kohanim shal avim shal yisraelim. In other words, the ma'amados were designated and represent over the course of a year, these are the 24 mishmaros, and the zechiv on the mevi'a karbon, those who bring a karbon have to stand over the karbon as the avodah is being performed. In the case of a karbon tzibur, we can't have the entire tzibur, that's unfeasible, standing over the karbon. These were the anshei maimid, and they were part of the ma'amados, they represented all of Klal Yisrael. And that halacha is formulated in the Mishnah with regard to olas hatamid, which was a classical karbon tzibur that is commanded in Parshas Pinchas and Bamidbar Chav Ches. Now the question is, what about a yachid? Until now we're talking about a karbon tzibur. Does this halacha requiring the bala karbon to stand over the karbon at times of avodah apply even to a yachid, a karbon yachid? And this is a machlokas achronim between the Shagas Aryeh in his commentary on Tainis on that Mishnah, in the fourth parak of Tainis, he says that only with regard to the Karban Tzibur is there a halachic requirement of Bailim Omed al Karban. However, when a Yachid brings his Karban, he doesn't have to stand over his Karban. He finishes his task as soon as he passes on the Karban to the Kohen. However, the Achronim disagree with him, the Tosfos Yontif and others, and they say that even in the case of a Karban Yachid, like the case of Karban Tzibur, there's a Chiv on the Bailim of Amida al HaKarban. And they bring a proof from a Sugi in Sota and Avches that even a Yachid, when he brings his Karban, has to be Omed al HaKarban. The Gemara there asks the question, My Taima, Ma Amida Mes HaYoledes BePesach HaZora. Why is it that the Yoledes, who brings her karbon after a certain period of time following her birth, giving birth, she comes to the Pesach HaZora? And the Gemara answers, the Asyon v'kayman ha-kurbanayu, because they have to stand over their karbon. The Sanya ein karbon shel adam karev, elim kein omed al gabav. Now the case of a chatas Yoledes is clearly a chovas yachid, a karbon yachid. And therefore you see clearly that to the same extent we have Anshei Maimid who stand and represent Klal Yisrael when the Karban Tzibur is brought, so too the Anshei Maimid have to represent the Bala Karban when the Bala Karban brings the Karban Yachid. Now, I'm talking about a case where the Baal HaKorban himself cannot come in for whatever reason. So the Anshei Maimed fill in for him as his proxy. But if he himself can come, he should be omit on the Karban. Anyway, it's clear from the Sugya in Sota, as the Tosfos Yota points out, in Shkolim, but be it as it may, he points out that there's a chiyuv on every individual member of Klal Yisrael to bring his karbon, and that chiyuv is not terminated. He doesn't fulfill that chiyuv by just simply bringing the karbon and turning it over to the Kohen to do the avoda, but he is mechuyuv lamad al karbon. He has to stand over the karbon at the moment the karbon is brought, at the time of that krova. And according to the Achronim, this applies even to a karbon yachid. If this be the case, we understand why the Ramban insists that the Maisach Karbon is shaychus to the Bailim. We thought that there are two separate categories here, no overlap whatsoever. There's the Chiyuv on the Bailim, on the Baal HaKorban the Yisrael, to bring his Karbon, that's it. Now the Karbon is passed on to the Kohen. The Kohen now starts the process of Maisach Karbon. But clearly the Yisrael has no part in the Maisach Karbon. He doesn't participate in any way. He doesn't partner up with the Kohen in the Maisach Karbon. He just brings the Karbon, that's it. And therefore, we wanted to know why the Ramban insists on integrating the Havas HaKarbon and the Maisach Karbon, of the Havas Karbon of the Yisrael, the Maisach HaKrov of the Kohen, into one single rubric, one single indivisible mitzvah. And the answer might be that it's not enough for the Bailim just to bring the Karbon. They actually participate. Again, I need a choice of words here, but they have to be Omed al HaKarbon continuously. Kol Zman, the Karbon is being Nikrav. It's not just the Kohanim who are working independently, alone, to implement all the details of the Avodas HaKarbon, but it's more than that. It means that the Bailim do not finish, they do not terminate their obligation, they do not fulfill their obligation the moment that they bring the Karbon, but rather included in their obligation is the Amidah al HaKarbon until the end of the Akrovas HaKarbon. The entire Seder Avodah includes both the Bailim and the Kohanim, even though the Kohanim are doing it with their hands, they're doing it before Al in actuality, but nevertheless, whatever Avodah they're doing relates back to the Bailim, because the Bailim are there to be omed on the Karbon for the entire Seder Avodah. And now we can integrate both the Kohen and the Yisraelim into one long mitzvah that starts with Havah and ends with the Sofa Seder Akrava, but it's all one mitzvah. And it's really Tzavis B'nai Yisrael. It is an obligation upon Klal Yisrael Dabro B'nai Yisrael. And it could be that this Chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Bailim, that goes, as we said before, beyond just Havas HaKarbon, but includes the entire Avodah, that itself is a Chiyuv of Lavod Ulishares Es Hashem. Because if we read a little bit further in the Ramban's comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we read it earlier, the Ramban quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, Vavaditem avodas matona etein es kuhunaschem. And the Ramban says, Yitzalomer, tavdu b'chol avodas hakuhuna, ki avodas u'matona vorli, matona lchem, sheishchem boscha kashetikhu, min ashulchan agavoa yisborach. In other words, the avoda of the Kohen is a twofold avoda. It includes not just what we call the avoda of kuhuna, meaning all the details that have to be implemented, but it's also Avodas Matana, which is Kabbalah Schar, which is a reward for the Kohenim. So the overall picture of the Mitzvah HaKohen includes the, shall I say, the beginning and the end. You know, it's all one long continuous process. It's all part of the Mitzvah, which is defined as Avodah. But I'd like to understand, what does it mean that the matana, that when the Kohanim receive min ha-shulchan, shulchan ha-gavoh, that itself is part and parcel of the avoda? And the Ramban really clarifies this in his comment on that pasuk, the pasuk in Korach, Perek Yudches, pasuk Zayin Vavadetem, etc. The Ramban says, Lomar Shehi Lachem Matana Gemura Ad Shazar HaKorv Yechayv Misa Vanochem V'Einai Shiomer Vavadetem Avodas Kehuna V'Einenu Lachem Avoda Avodas Shibud Ke'Avdus Avdei Amalachim Av Avodas Matana Gdua Gdua Nasati Lachem Bo L'Kovid L'Sifares Me'iti Ke'inin Shedarshu L'Mishcha L'Gdua K'derech Shamalachim Ochlim. The Ramban here gives us an insight into the concept of avoda, and he says that avodas hakahuna should not be identified as shibud. You know, you have a king and he has servants, the avodim of the melech, and that kind of avoda is a shibud. You know, it's a drag, it's a responsibility, it's a burden placed on the shoulders of the avdei melech. But Avdei Kahuna is not Avdus. It's really Gdua. That's what the Pasuk means when it says Avodas Matana. Avodas Matana means Gdua. And when the Ramban says in his commentaries we saw before in Sefer Mitzvahs that this Avoda Sheyesh Bas Schar, what he means to say is that the Schar itself proves, it demonstrates beyond the shadow of a doubt, that we're not talking about the avod of an eved, the avod of shibud, we're talking about avod of chashuva, it has schar, it's an avod of gdula. And if we fast forward to Parshas Emor, and we take a look at the Ramban there, the Ramban amplifies this concept of gdula, where he speaks about the Iser Kohanim, they're not allowed to be mitami themselves, and the Pasuk says, ha Kohanim, says the Ramban, v'tam ha Kohanim, what about all the karbonos and all the avodas hakar, but it doesn't say hakonim with a hey idea? And the answer is, says the Ramban, in all those cases, the kohanim are only mentioned in the context of the karbonos and the maila, the great nature of karbonos and its kedusha. What about a Kohen who's not coming into the Migdash? He's outside the Migdash. He's not involved in the Avoda. He's not touching the Kodshim. What about the status of the Kohen and the greatness of a Kohen? That's what the Torah wants to emphasize here in Parshas Emor, when it enjoins the Kohen from Tumah, from having any contact with Tumah, is even when They are not involved at all in the kodshim, but lo yitamu v'mes liolam. They're never allowed to be mitame, even when they're outside the migdash. Why ki hi milo lehem biatzmam? This is some sort of an integral, inherent milo, the darga of the kohen of his kedusha, biatzmo, even when he's not in conjunction, not involved in the avodas hakorban, and therefore the Torah went out of its way here to say hakohanim. Lemar says the Rambam, ki bavur shen kohanim Hashem isharsei elokeinu yomalem shiisnagu kavod ugdula biatzman v'lo yitamu liolam. Here's the same concept of gdula that we saw in the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs, namely that when the kohen is involved in the avoda, in addition to the status of the kohen as the individual who's bringing the kodesh on the mizbeach, but above and beyond that, there's an independent hakohenim status to the kohen, because any avoda that he does is a result of gedula. It's indicative of gedula. It engenders gedula, and that gedula is now inherent in the, if you want to call it, the existential being of the kohen, even when he's not connected to the migdash or to the avodas hakarvan. And this is what it means to call someone a Kohen Hashem, a Mesharis Hashem. They have the obligation of Kavod Gdula. They have to be knowing Kavod Gdula Yatsim. They have to make sure and be careful that they don't come in contact with Tumah, because their Avodil Hashem is an Avodis Matana, as we said before. Avodis Matana, the Ramban says, is Gdula. And it means that the Kohenim have one Chiyuv. And that means that they have to be Mesharsei Hashem. They have to be dedicated to the Avodas Hashem. And that one single chiyuv really incorporates many, many different details. But ultimately, it's one indivisible chiyuv. And when we say that the Kohen gets part of the Basar Kodesh, and Kohanim Zochim Mishulchan Gavoa, the answer is because their avoda is B'toras Mishar Se Hashem. When they eat the Basar that they get from the Kohen Mishulchan Gavoa, that's the schar on their avoda. Because whatever they do in the Migdash, that is reflective of their status as Mishar Se Hashem. And the Ramban, when he talks about Achilas Kohanim, he speaks about two different inyanim, but they really can be combined into one. The Achilas Kohen, says the Ramban, in again back in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, Avol b'matnos kuhuna shebimigdash kigon chelka min hakarbonos lo nimna nisinosan mitzvah. All the gifts that are brought to the Kohen, like for example the parts of the carbon that they can eat, says the Rambam, they should not be counted as a separate mitzvah. Why not? There's no special pasuk that commands them to receive these halakim, these parts of the carbon, but rather this obligation on the Kohen to eat part of the carbon, he'avol hein chelek Hashem shalokach min hakarbonos. To the same extent that the Mizbeach has to eat from the Basar HaKarbon, that's called Aktaras HaImurim, on the fire on the Mizbeach. So too, in a parallel way, the Kohen has to consume, he has to eat his portion of the Karbonos. And the Ramban now quotes the Pasuk in Tzav, Ki es chazeh tnufa veshoka truma lakachti meis b'nei Yisrael v'yeten osam li aron akonu lebonov. I mean, that's the case of Shlomim, and how much more so the case of Chatas v'osham, says the Ramban, v'koshken achatas yosham shen kulam lo yisbrach v'hu mechaya b'hem misharsav. Now, there's the way that the misharsav Hashem live their lives is by participating in the Achilas HaKorbanos, and all that is incorporated into one mitzvah of Avoda, of being Misharis Hashem. This is the way we divide up the Korbanos, Chelik Lashem and Chelik for the Kohanim, the Emurim and the other parts of the animal that are burnt on them is Mizbech Le'ishim, and then there's Matnas Kahuna, Vishok, etc., etc. That's the truma that's given to the Kohen to eat. Va'klal, says Rabbi, b'kol chelki akudim mekarbonos shei matonos shenosa Hashem Yisbarach li aron olubonov sheyu zochem b'mishulchan gavoa. In other words, Ramban says that all the parts that are given to the Kohen of from the karbonos, which we call matonos, they are all integrated into one great mitzvah of being mishar se Hashem, of avoda l'Hashem. The eating of the basar carbon is no different than all the avodos, you know, the shechita and the kabbalah and the halacha and the zrik and everything else that was done by the Kohen. It's all one thing. It's all for the sake of kapara, and the avoda here of the carbon is to bring achieve a machaper, to create a machaper. And that kapara is dependent upon the Kohen, in both in terms of the Maisei HaKarbonos, or what he calls here the Ramban, the Melechas HaKarbonos, and also in terms of the Achilas Besar HaKarbon. That too is Kohenim Ochli B'Bailim Miskaprim. And he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Tes, the Ramban, Kabbal Kohenim Lo Achli Bosal Avi Kapara L'Bailim. The Achilas HaKohen is absolutely necessary. It's a prerequisite in order to achieve the kapar for the bayim v'yachlo sama shakupa behem. In other words, this is all part of the avodas hakarbon. So it means that the kohenim, when they're zocha mishulchan gavoa, the greatness of that and its significance is, as the Ramban says at the end, that the kapara tluya behem v'hi karbon mamish. which is a little bit strange. You know, if the Ramban at the beginning of his presentation wants to explain why the Chelek HaKohanim is not a mitzvah, and he says that Kohanim Yishulchan Gavah Kazachu, and then he goes ahead and writes in the Sefer that Kapara Tluya Bahem, the Kavah Mamish, I mean, it sounds like the Ramban would be inclined to consider the Matanos given to the Kohen as a separate mitzvah, or mitzvah's Nesina, if not for the fact that Kapara Tluya Bahem. The Ramban absolutely needs this, the Sefer, in order to justify his conclusion that Matanos HaKohanim is not a separate mitzvah, and that's because of Kapara Tluya Bahem. Why wasn't it sufficient for him to say that the Kohanim are Ochlim Mishulchan Gavoa, even if it's not called a Karbon, but they're eating from Shulchan Gavoa, which means that there's a literal Shulchan Gavoa, which is the Mizbeach, where the Haktar Seymurim take place, and then there's the extension of the Mizbeach, which is the Shulchan Gavoa, where the Kohanim eat, but it's all part of the Havas HaKarbon. It's not a separate mitzvah. Now the Ramban says, wait a minute, Kapara Tluya. Apparently the answer is that Kohanim, well, when we say that Kohanim are Ochlim Mishulchan Gavoa, what we mean to say is that they eat from the basar of the carbon as a carbon itself. Because the Ramban says inherent in their achila is the kaparas hakarbon. So the achilas hakarbon of karbonos, which is a result of the fact that they are mishar se Hashem, meaning that they are obligating the avoda, part and parcel of that avoda, after they do all the details, and we mentioned the four avodos before of the Maisa Karbon, now they have to eat from the Karbon. That too is part of the avoda. It's not a separate entity. It doesn't emerge and stand on its own two feet as avodas matana, but rather it's part of the same avoda. The avoda, the goal of the avoda, the objective of the avoda is kapara. And the kapara is achieved through the achila sakonim. That's what it means, avodas matana. So the two dimensions that the Ramban emphasizes here, number one, that they ochle mishulchan gavoa, number two, that it brings the kapara, their achila brings the kapara, it's like the hakrovas habosar mamish, that's all saying the exact same thing. Namely, that it's all part of the avoda. That the matana and the eating of the karbon is not just schar. It's not just that Kodesh Baruch wants to give them, you know, a payback, a sort of, you know, like an employee, a salary for an employee by giving them the basar karbon in lieu of the fact that they did all the avoda and they're dedicated to the avoda. So no, that's not it. But rather that the karbon and its avoda has two parts to it. It's the zrika, etc., and the achilas ha-karbon, the basar karbon al-yidei kohen. That is all part of one avoda, the avodas hakarbon. And therefore, when we talk about the mitzvah of the Kohanim, we're not talking about all the nitty-gritty details and the specifics of the avodah, but we're talking about the general mitzvah of being Misharis Hashem, of being an Oved Hashem. And that avodas Hashem means to bring the karbon and achieve and clinch the kaparas hakarbon. There are many, many details that go into that mitzvah, but they're all part and parcel of one inseparable entity. And let's take a look at the Ramban for a moment, the famous Ramban we've spoken about it many times, the end of Parshas Vayechi, with regard to the Chashmonaim, where the Ramban accuses the Chashmonaim of usurping the Malchus. They have no right to do so. And the Ramban says, in addition to this, to the first svara that he gave, that Yehuda was given Malchus, and the Kohanim, insofar as they're not part of Shevet Yehuda, have no right to usurp the Avodas HaKohuna, and the Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, that's sort of like stealing from Shevet Yehuda. But then the Ramban adds another dimension to the whole picture of why the Chashmonaim was so guilty and harshly punished. Says Ramban, Efshar Gamkein, Shoya Aleim Chet B'Malchusam, by taking over the Malchus, they sinned, that they Shoyu Kohanim, and Nitztavu, Tishmu Es Kunaskam L'Chol Dvar HaMizbeach, Ulmi Beis LaParochas V'Avadetem, Avodas Matora Eten Es Kunaskam. Says the Ramban, they had a mitzvah, they had a responsibility of dedicating themselves to the Avodas HaKohanim, V'Lohoy Lehem Limchach, Limloch. And therefore, by taking over the Malchus and involving themselves in leadership, they really distracted themselves from their task, their avoda, their responsibility of avodas hakohuna. And the Ramban adds the last five words, says, Rak lavodas avodas Hashem, they have to be exclusively, meaning to the exclusion of any other great mitzvah, no matter how great it is, not to be distracted from the avoda, that's their mitzvah, that's their responsibility. So the mitzvah of the Kohanim is to be only Mesharsei Hashem, not to get involved in anything other than Avodas Hashem, even not Malchus itself. And perhaps now we can swing back to our original question, why does the Ramban classify and define the Sefer of Vayikra as not just Torah's Kohanim, but also Torah's HaLeviim? Because this mitzvah of the Kohanim to become Mesharsei Hashem, we find that the Leviim also join them as partners in this Avodas Hashem. To the same extent that the Kohen has to be an Oved Hashem, so too the Leviim have to be an Oved. Every Levi has to be an Oved Hashem, has to be Mesharsei Hashem. And if we go back to the pasuk in Korach, which defines the nature of the obligation of Avodas HaKohanim, it's clear there that the Leviim joined this avoda of the Kohanim. And it says the following. This is Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Vav, in Sefer Bamidbar, Vani, Hinei Lakachti Eschem, Lakachti Es Achichem, Alevim, Mitoch Bnei Yisrael, Lachem, Matono Nesunim, Lashem, Lavodas Avodas Ol Moed. In other words, Levim are given to the Kohanim. And they really serve together with the Kohanim. They are, shall we say, the skan, you know, like the vice president of the Kohanim. They are the ones who help by servicing the Kohanim. And they're both, whether it's Kohanim as the primary avoda or Levim as the secondary, they are both classified as Mesharsei Hashem. Nesudim Lashem. Lavodas Avodas Ol Moed. And therefore, even if the Levim don't have all the specific detailed obligations and responsibilities that make up, you know, a large chunk of Sefer Vayikra, those details and those obligations are implemented by the Kohanim, not by the Levim, but nevertheless, in terms of the overall general obligation that's incumbent upon the Kohanim to be Mesharsei Hashem, the Levim are obligated to stand by the side of the Kohanim, to be Messiah, to help out the Kohanim. Therefore, they are also included in the Chiyuv of the Kohanim. And that really brightens up the Ramban that we begin with. Namely, we begin Sefer Vayikra by calling it Torah's Kohanim V'Leviim. And we looked into the Sefer, we didn't find much about the Leviim, but the answer is that if the nature, the essence of the obligation of the Kohanim is to be Mesharsei Hashem, then included in that obligation the Leviim as well. They have an obligation to be Messiah, to help out the Kohanim in the Avoda. They are the Kohanim's aid, so to speak. And therefore, the book of Vayikra, says the Ramban, is not just Torah's Kohanim, but it's also Torah's HaLeviim. The book is Nikra al Shem HaLeviim, and that's because Leviim participate in being Mesharsei Hashem. They stand by the Kohanim to help them. Therefore, the book of Vayikra is called Torah's Kohanim Ulevim. And I just want to add more of a Hashkafa point here, if you want to call it a drush, a little bit of Divrei Drush here at the end, that if according to the Ramban, the Yisraelim, who are obligated in Havas HaKorban, are that obligation is integrated into the general mitzvah of Avoda, integrating both the Yisraelim and the Kohanim, the Yisraelim who are in charge of and responsible to be Mevi the Korban, and the Kohanim who are responsible to do the Maisa Korban in all its details, culminating the Achilas HaBosar and achieving, clinching the Kapora. then one could say that to the same extent that the Kohanim are Mesharsei Hashem, so too every Jew is really a Mesharis Hashem. He's part and parcel of the avod of the Kohen. As we said earlier, the Israel has to be Omed al Karbon from beginning to the end continuously. He's part of the avodah, although he's not doing the actual avodah, that's done by the Kohanim. But the Israelim and the Kohanim together partner in a kind of shutvis in which they fulfill the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem. And that mitzvah of Avodas Hashem means that you are defined as Mesharis Hashem, of course, since the Kohanim have the primary responsibility, therefore they are in their very essence Mesharis Hashem. And that's what we discussed about in Parshas Emor, the Iser of Tumas Kohanim, which reflects the Kedusha of the Kohen B'atzmam, even when they're not involved in the Avodah. The Israelim are, in a sense, a spin-off, a secondary Mesharis Hashem. But it's really an important message for all of us that our goal is to dedicate ourselves to Hashem, to be Mesharsei Hashem, both in terms of Yechidim and in terms of being part of the Tzibur Yiratzah, maybe Vizocha, to learn more and more about the Karbonos, the Avodas HaKarbon, as we start Torah's Konim Valavim, to really sink our teeth into the nature and the details about the Avodas HaKarbon. And we should all be Zocha to be like the Bailim, the Israelim who bring their Karbonos and their Omed al Gabayim, to be part and parcel of this glorious Avodas Hashem, to appreciate that we are Mesharsei Hashem. And we hope and pray for the immediate arrival of the third Beis HaMikdash, in which we can take all these concepts that we'll learn in Mirz Hashem in Sefer Vayikra, to be Ovdei Hashem, Mesharsei Hashem, Karbonos Hashem, and the Chief Kapara, befall Mamish, not just as a matter of limud and abstract study, but in actuality, in the flesh, as we say, b'mehirav yameinu kein yi ratzon. Amen.